breaking news. Head of the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency, or BPOM, Taruna Ikrar, the team's first tuberculosis vaccine trial in Indonesia is expected to bring significant public health benefits. On Kirwan page, he said on Wednesday that Indonesians will be among the first to receive the tuberculosis vaccine. He added that the vaccine is crucial as Indonesia ranks second globally in the tuberculosis cases with more than 1 million infections and approximately 125,000 deaths recorded in 2023. Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, designed to keep the Nutrition Fulfillment Service Unit, or SPVG, in Panongon Village, Tangerang District, as a model kitchen to support the free nutritious meals program. He stated on Wednesday that the SPVG in Panongon Village will serve as a model, showing that SPVGs can be established by village-run enterprises as part of their commitment to supporting the MBGs program. That's the news.
Thank you.
Before we have a special review listeners, this is also related to Void Pop. And you know that library has an important role to educate many people listeners. That's why related to this, we are going to interview Director of National Library of Republic of Indonesia, Bapak Aminuddin Aziz. And it is also related to library's role in educating people to increase literacy understanding in Indonesia. And we have been already connected with Bapak Aminuddin Aziz. Assalamualaikum, selamat pagi Pak Aminuddin Aziz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Selamat pagi, very good morning listeners.
With me, Bapak Faisal in the studio of Voice of Indonesia, Pak Aminuddin.
Yeah, thank you for my pleasure.
Okay, so
well.
How are you today, Pak Aminuddin?
I'm very good, thank you. And I hope everybody is also well.
Okay, well, we know that every 17th May, I mean, this is commemorated annually as National Library Day, Pak Aminuddin. So before we talk about this, actually, how do you see about this anniversary, Pak Aminuddin, especially for this year's theme?
Right, okay, thank you, Mas Aman Faisal. And also, as I mentioned, good morning, everyone. This is really a good opportunity for me to share our views about the roles of library, especially National Library of Indonesia, and also the libraries everywhere. When asked about the roles and also the meaning of this year's anniversary for us, we bring the theme as the library exists for the dignity of the nation. That's what we have launched so far. For us, actually, the anniversary, whenever this has, is a time to reflect and evaluate, meaning that we will have to see what have we done for the last 45 years, because now is the 45 years anniversary of the National Library. And also we will need to reflect and evaluate how well have we served the nations and also the people of Indonesia. And lastly, I would say that for this anniversary, we need to learn what we have planned to improve the quality of our services or the missions in the future. So these are the three substances, three meanings for us for this anniversary.
So what's the meaning, Pak? You said that they have three meanings, that the National Library also would like to have such progress for this year, especially, Pak Aminuddin.
Yeah, as I mentioned, this is kind of reflection. We need to reflect and evaluate what have we done so far, how well we have served the people and the community and the nation, and lastly, what have we planned for the future so that we can improve the quality of our services to the nation. So these are the three meanings.
Okay, so Pak Aminuddin, is there such kind, I can say, collaboration between National Library with, International Library?
Oh yes, this library has been established, and one of them for the purpose of serving the community. And this is not only by connecting with libraries in the country, but also to establish collaboration with international libraries. I can say that there are three levels of collaboration that we have at the moment. One is the collaboration with the global level, meaning that we cooperate, we establish collaboration with libraries anywhere in the world, like what we have so far, for example, with the libraries in the UK, in the France, and also in the Russia, and Saudi Arabia, in Egypt, and some other countries. And we also have collaborations with libraries at the Asia and Oceania countries. And this is under the organization, what we call National Libraries in Asia and Oceania. And the third level of collaboration is among the libraries in the ASEAN countries. And this is accommodated in what we call as CONSAL, the libraries in Asia, Southeast Asian countries. So these are the three kinds of collaboration that we have so far, three levels.
Okay, so before we talk about this, there is also such obligation for all the staffs of National Library, maybe in this case, all the staff or officials, that you give such instructions so that not only people outside the national staff, but they must also read books in the library itself, Pak Amiruddin. Is there such an obligation so that all staff or media officials also must read a book, especially at the place or in the special room in the library national, Pak Amiruddin?
Well, this is a very good question, and this is very challenging for everyone, especially for the librarians and staff in the National Library. Well, the value that I have implemented in the library is like this. We would like to invite, to ask people to read, and the best way to do this is we give examples, that we are also readers. We have to become the people who read long before the other people read the books, meaning that we give examples, yeah, we read first, and then we can share with people that, look, this book is good because of this. This book is recommended because of this value, because of this substance, because of the content of the book. So without reading the books, how can we ask people to read the books while we ourselves do not become the readers? So I always encourage the staff in the library, in the National Library, to read first before asking people to read the books.
That's great, fantastic. Before the National Library invite other people to read, so the staff also read first.
Yeah.
What about commercial
reading? Because actually,
yes, go ahead, Pak Amiruddin.
Because library staff are very fortunate because books come first to them, right? So that they have the opportunity to read the book before others, right? So use this opportunity to read the books first and then ask people to follow what they have read, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, but I mean, is there also such collaboration with such, I mean, some universities, in this case, academicians, must be able at least to put maybe one or two books that they have already created and put it in the library, the special library, Pak Amiruddin?
Well, actually, there is a regulation that obliges, right, the people, whoever, right, publish the books, and they have been given the ISBN, International Serial Book Numbers, they will have to send two copies to us, right? So whoever, it can be academics, it can be public, it can be anyone, right, who publish the books, and they receive the ISBN from the National Library, they will have to send two copies to our library, and one copy to the library in the province. So the books that have been published, yeah, will be deposited in our library.
Okay. If we try to see about the comparison between the visitors of National Library, maybe last year in 2024, maybe previous year in 2023, or maybe 5 years ago, Pak Amiruddin. So what about the increase, Pak Amiruddin, about the comparison about the increasing number of visitors that came to National Library because of its special programs, Pak Amiruddin?
Well, we are very happy to see the increase in the visitors, yeah, in the number of the visitors so far. During COVID era, yeah, the number was very small just because of the limitation of the access. Mm. But after that, right, from 2022 up to now, the increase is very remarkable. At the moment, for example, yeah, our statistics shows that every day, not less than 2,500 people visiting our library. Mm. And when we ask why, and also the statistics shows that during weekend time, yeah, the number is higher. It can reach more than 3,000 people. We are glad to see this. Why? Because of the various agenda that we have offered to the community. Like, we invite parents to get also involved in the reading sessions. We have also film screening. We have also some other games, yeah, for the families. So libraries are now functioning not only as the venue or the place for books to be stored, but also for making activities for the visitors, including the families. And this is what has become the difference, yeah, for the library at the moment.
Okay, so far, how do you see about the function, what we call mobile cleaning, Pak Amiruddin? Because we know that sometimes some children cannot reach because of the far situation, or this is very, very far maybe from their places, when they cannot reach the National Library. So maybe the function of mobile cleaning also can reach about this target, Pak Amiruddin. So far, what about this target, Pak Amiruddin, from this mobile cleaning function?
Yeah, it's not only the mobile libraries in the form of the cars and the van, but also the motorcycle. Yeah, we have distributed these motorcycles and also the vans to the residences in the remote areas. The objective of this is to reach the people in the remote areas so that they also have the access to the books, yeah, to the reading materials. And it's not only that, yeah, because of the limitation of the budget, we cannot provide as many as we want, yeah, for the cars and also for the motorcycles. But since last year, we also distributed books directly to the villages. Mm. We distributed 1,000 books for each village, yeah, up to 10,000 villages in the country. And this year, yeah, we also have this kind of program, 10,000 packages, yeah, to be distributed to villages, to the what we call as a community reading center, yeah, or Taman Bacaan Masyarakat, TBM, yeah, or community reading center, and also to the centers of activities, community centers in the villages. So it's not only the mobile libraries that we have in the form of the vans and the cars or the motorcycles, but also we come directly with the books to the villages so that everybody, every member of the society, will have direct access, easier access to the books.
Okay. Yeah, easy access, yeah, for people to read books, Pak Amiruddin. So the library is a place where they can read books, Pak Amiruddin. So do the National Library, does National Library also have a role in educating people, in reducing climate change maybe, Pak Amiruddin, because of their reading, so they understand much more about science and even national disaster about this, Pak Amiruddin?
Well, this is the image that we would like to change, right? That let's change that the vision, the image that library is only a place for storing books. It's not only that, because libraries are actually the place where we can create, we can develop our creativity, we can develop our new knowledge, right? And also, this this is also to confirm what we have in our mind. And what kind of programs that we have, for example, to reduce the climate change. It's not only about climate change, actually, but also we provide programs to improve the quality of their life skills, right? We have a program under the sponsorship from the Colombo Plan countries, for example, the collaboration with them. We have the library transformation based on social inclusion. We provide the training, we provide the education for them, for the members of the community, to improve their knowledge, to improve their life skills, so that they can, for example, follow up the readings by creating products based on their readings. We provide the guidance, we provide the supervision from the process up to the marketing. And regarding the climate change, right, we provide books, right, for not only for adult people, but also from early childhood age, right? And the books contain materials that deal with climate change, the effect of climate change, so that the guidance from the facilitators can tell the readers, young readers, to understand the impact of climate change itself. And they have to be prepared if they do not, if they are not concerned with climate change. Yeah, we provide books with the topics on climate change.
Okay, I'm talking about digital book part. Does the library, National Library also have plan? I don't know this before actually, I want to know much more about this. Is there any plan for the National Library to make a book as digital, digital books?
Well, National Library has long been involved in the digitalization of books and also other materials that we have had here. Therefore, the facilities that users can access, for example, through ePusNAS. This is the facility where we can provide the collections through online. They can read the books or other materials from this ePusNAS. And we also have Kastara. This is Hajana Nasa Nusantara. The manuscripts from Nusantara area are stored in this Kastara. And if you are interested, if users are interested in knowing more about this manuscript, the old manuscript, they can access this through Kastara. Also, we have the Indonesia OneSearch IOS. This is to access other libraries that have been connected to National Library of Indonesia. And the last one is the e-resources, where we provide journals for the users. So, responding to your question, Mas Ahmad, actually, National Library of Indonesia has begun this digitalization in the past few years.
So, until now and even in the future, the National Library would like and continuously this digitalization part of the day.
Yeah, because we cannot avoid that. We are now entering or in the midst of digital era. So we have to work in this style, right? Meaning that, well, we cannot avoid the digital era, and we have to provide this in the materials in digital mode as well.
Okay. So final question, Pak, maybe you have any messages for Indonesian people so that they are able fully able to read books and even visit National Library, not only come directly and even access by online?
Well, I would like to invite people wherever, especially Indonesian people, to work together with us, access library, use this library as the resources to improve the quality of your life, to improve the quality of your knowledge, and don't forget to tell us if we need to improve the quality of our service, because we would like to give better and better quality of our services in the future. So if you do not tell us, so we do not know what we have to improve, right? And thanks to the support for those who have used the library, and we are very glad to have you as our partners.
Alright. Thank you very much, Pak Aminuddin Aziz, for your time, special attention to join our Void Talk today.
My pleasure, Mas Ahmad.
Okay, assalamualaikum, Pak Aminuddin.
Waalaikumsalam, warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. Well, listener, also viewers of Voice of Indonesia, that was our special interview with Bapak Aminuddin Aziz as Director of National Library of the Republic of Indonesia. Stay tuned. Now, let's join the song that we've already prepared for you. Here is Kita Indonesia Sesungguhnya.
Yeah. bubbles.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Wolf & Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical Wolf of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola Wolf & businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in classic Malaya region Serious Java, which is famous for its Wolf & Crafts. Spread by the southern main of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of Wolf & Crafts along the street. Wolf & Crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bed, and even the wall of home. Handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the Wolf & Crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located a quiet, Sukarwas creative village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely pass it. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the Wolf & Crafts men who lives there.
Belum, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Here are the three, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues, in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, baskets, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and nandang. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker and craftsman. Everything is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at a shop or craft center. We have handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five phases. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we made coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman. Accessories, after that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Thousands of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and nandang leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. She admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment she usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It's to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size, this is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden blades are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. Two more blades nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. Then these small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At cons, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guided dozens of meters of nandang right around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola Wolf & Crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of Wolf & Crafts behind the stage, we returned to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven customers appreciate it. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a Wolf & Crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listened to a very different reality. Kalau sekarang mah, kalau the purchasing power of the visitors decrease, since the Wolf & Crafts are already available in the city centers, the craftsmen find it quite quick. So the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interest in the shop, but on one pass, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited greatly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran, or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada pengalaman apa yang ada
di Rajapola biasanya? It's quite weak on the weekends, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, a shop was crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but on weekday is better. The same opinion also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya, mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 2 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many compact items. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for once delivery. While previously, we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of this business, which has an impact on the income of those craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily needs. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their needs. Well, we are looking for our wages, although the income is uncertain. It is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola Craft can be extinct as the time goes by.
The Ruby Road access that passes through Pasir Malaya. We have international flights, and we'll also be offering domestic flights between Kertajati and Widya Dinata Airport. We will fly the marketing center and outlets. This is conveying government's plan in the future. Government said that so far the local people of Pasir Malaya, including Raja Pola, can always find out solutions. For example, during the economic crisis, they did find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tentang kita bisnis semua orang. Bisnis semua orang, saya aku saja untuk masyarakat Pasir Malaya kreatif dan masyarakat Pasir Malaya dia selalu
bisa. I admit that Pasir Malaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through the private products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries didn't reach because loan repayments are quite large. But industry in Pasir Malaya continued to run, even if able to support the regional economy. I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I've not met customers. I believe I met them via Facebook, social media. Then I caught them. Then I send the order amount 40 million. This is true. Ibupopo also has similar experience like Eko Vinarko. Lack of messages must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang dibantu sama online. Masih untung sekarang.
Market for online can help us. Online market is called Itchan among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent private woven crafts to Germany. I saw every day in order to increase income. Grass and Nandong are usually stubborn, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Raja Pola people, Grass and Nandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Raja Pola people is like a woven. Every hope is like thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilience. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in my language services.